The second is the sugya of oil zarek. Shmei oil or loy shmei oil. This is fascinating. So again, we're not going to do this properly, but just a toyameh of this shayla. Rab Avadi Yosef in Shailos Tshuvas Yabia Oimer, it's in Cheluk Yud, it's Yerodea Simen Nun Beis. He says, Nishalti, I was asked the question, Bedin Rakevet, there's a train. Noisim, Hanoisas Meir Leir, it goes from city to city, Ubederech Nesiyasa, and as it's traveling, Yoyveres al Beisak Forest, it crosses over a Beisak Forest. Hoimutel Koyin and Soya Berakeves Litsoyach Parnasas. Could a Koyin take this train, Litzoyach Parnasasa? Now, if you're Medayik in the Shaila, it sounds like only Litzoyach Parnasasa. But the bottom line is, this is the Shaila that Rabbi Avadi Yosef said, Nishalti, I was asked. So you have a train, it's going to go over a Beis HaKfaris. Could a Kohen go on this train? He has to go to work. He's going from city to city. Is it something that he can do, or is it something that he cannot do? Says Rabbi Avadi Yosef, that at first glance, before opening up one sefer, really the aside of this shaila is oil zarek shmei oil or loy shmei oil? Why? What's the problem with being on a train that's going over a Beis HaKfaris? A kohen's not let her come in contact with a Beis HaKfaris. B'maga b'masa ubayil. So if you're on a train that's on top of the Beis HaKfaris, you're being mile ala mace. However, you're inside a train. The train is the proverbial shita teva migdal. And as a result, you're completely blocked off. You're completely protected. You're in an oil. So if you're in an oil, you were nichnas into a Beis HaKfaris b'shita teva migdal. The problem is the train is moving. And because the train is moving, so it's an oil zaruk. So really, the side of the shaila is oil zaruk shmei oil or shmei oil. Right? That's the pashas. So what's the halach? Is an oil zarek shmei oil or loy shmei oil? So if you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis, it's in Perik Yud Aleph, it's halacha. Hey, says the Rambam, hanichnas leretz ha'amin. If someone enters eretz ha'amin, b'shida teva migdal, in a shida teva migdal, parchem ba'aver, that's flying in the air, tame. The halacha is he's tame. Sha oil zarek enay kair oil. It's because an oil zarek is enay kair oil. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah says, what's the makar to the Rambam? That if somebody enters eretz ha'amin in a shida teva migdal, he's going to be tame. Rebbe Pask, the Rambam gave it away, Paskin like Rebbe. Achalik is Rebbe and Rebbe Yitzchak Rebbe Yehuda. If someone's nichnas l'shita teva migdal, eretz ha'amim, tome yotar, Rebbe metam, Rebbe Yitzchak Rebbe Yehuda metam. The Rambam Paskin like Rebbe. Not just that, the Rambam gave an explanation. He said, she'oil zarek ein kari oil. Ke'ilu, the hezber and the machloikis between Rebbe and Yitzchak Rebbe Yehuda was, oil zarek kari oil or loy kari oil. The Rambam Paskin like Rebbe, who's metama because he holds oil zarek ein kari oil, and as a result, Dr. Rambam hanichlan sayer tzam b'shid tevo migdal parchem aver tomei sha'oil zarek ein kari oil. Now let's just understand this halach a little bit. The fact that the Rambam paskin like Rebbe over Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is pashut. Why? Because halacha ki Rebbe mechaveri. As though the Kesef Mishnah himself quotes that class. So it's poshut that the Rambam would paskin like Rebbe. What's interesting in the Rambam is that the Rambam seemed to pick one of four reasons in terms of what the Yisoid of Shitas Rebbe is. We recapped it right at the end of the daf that this four mahalchim to understand the machlokes is Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. One of the four was whether oil zarek shmei oil or loishmei oil. But the Gemara had other tzadim. Maybe it's tali in Tumas Eretz Ami Mishum Gusha Mishum Aviru. Maybe it's tali in Gzeris loishchicha and Shem Yosef Rosh Beruva. But so the Rambam seemed to pick one of the four. And the emes is that if you look in the Achreinim, the reason the Rambam picked this one of the four, the Nois Kalim, meaning Kesef Mishnah, Mishlo Mel. It's because, although in our sugya Nozad Af Nun Hey, there were four suggestions on what the Machloikis is, but if you refer back to some of the other Gemaras that we mentioned earlier in the Maseiros HaShas, Erev and Daf Lamed and Chagiga Chav Hey, over there it's Mefurish. There the Gemara names on for a Davar Pasha that the Machloikis is Oil Zarek Shmei Oil or Loi Shmei Oil. So Divrei Torah, Aniyim B'Mokim Echad V'Ashirim B'Mokim Acher. And it's true, when you learn Nazir, you can be a little bit Mesopic, and maybe you can even say it's a Shver Rambam, but if you go through all the different Gemaras, the Rambam's Pasha, because the Rambam had Sugis Mefurashis and Shas, where it's very, very clear that you cited the machlokes is oil zarek shmei oil loy shmei oil. But the bottom line is, what's the Rambam shita? The Rambam shita is that oil zarek ain't a kari oil. And if that's the case, at first glance, this would be an issue for a kohen to be on a train that's going over a Beis HaKfaris. L'cher would be a problem because although he's in an oil, he's in an oil zarek, and oil zarek is loy shmei oil. Stating that, Rabbi Avadi Yosef with a beautiful koyach d'atera, he wrote a tshuva to allow Kohanim to be soimichan if this is something that they felt that they needed to do. And again, ask your local rabbi, even though I'm saying over a tshuva from Bavad Yosef, up a fart. It's a rape act. So said Maran Avadia a few things. Number one, He brings from the Shvus Yaakov in a tshuva. It's not that tshuva. Actually, it is that tshuva. It's Chelik Beis. It's one of the tshuvas that we mentioned earlier. But the Shvus Yaakov in a tshuva and the Pnei Yeshua also in an art. They both say that the Manda Amar that holds, Oil Zarek, Loi Shmei Oil, it's only Midrabanan. Midday Raisa, everybody holds that an Oil Zarek, Shmei Oil. It's only Midrabanan, it's not. Azoi Shteit in Shvus Yaakov and Azoi Shteit in Pnei Yeshua, two of the earlier Achraim. They both said the same Chiddush, that the whole Sugi of Oil Zarek, Shmei Oil, Loi Shmei Oil is only on a Midrabanan level. But Midday Raisa, everybody is going to hold that it's really an oil. Another Kula in this Inyan of Oil Zarek that Rabbi Vadi Yosef brings is a chiddush from the Tiferes Yisrael that he says he found later in the Sfas Emes al Hashas as well. And that is that it could be the whole shayla of Oil Zarek, Loi Shmei Oil, that's only as it relates to protecting you from the entire Sviva. So for example, if somebody's going to enter Eretz Amen and he's going to be in an oil, that Zarek, you're not going to be protected from the Avir of Eretz Amen. But as it relates to what's directly beneath you, that Chelik for sure is going to be considered an oil, even the Mandama that holds that oil Zarek Loish Meyoy. It's a Kula, but as I state in Gdoyli Achroinim, as I state in Tiferes Yisrael, as I state in the Sfas Emes. So we already have two Sniffim Lahakel, said Rabbi Vadi Yosef, as it relates to the Shaila. Number one, the whole Shaila of oil Zarek is only a Shaila of the Rabbanan. That in and of itself is not a Kula, but it downgrades the whole Shaila to a Shaila of the Rabbanan. We have the Kula of the Tiferes Yisrael in the Sfas Emes, which is that oil Zarek Loish Meyoy is only negated the Sviva, but what's negated underneath it for that oil Zarek is for sure going to be considered an oil, which will definitely help us in this case, because over here the Tum is directly underneath the noisem ala rakevet, and it's for that reason that in of itself is not going to be a problem. Oh, but the emes is there's a much, much bigger kula to be saimach on, and that is the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech, it's very, very long if you want to go through it, but Ayin Sham, he makes a diak b'lishoyne azov shal haramam. The Rambam said as follows. The Rambam said, ha-nichnas la'eretz ha'amim b'shida tevo migdol ha-porchim ba'aver tameh sha'oil zarek enoi kara oil. The Rambam added two words we didn't have in the Gemara. The Rambam says the shida teva migdol were parchim ba'aver. And the Mishnah Melech mutches, what did the Rambam want with those words? Obviously, that's the case. Says the Mishnah Melech, the Rambam was coming lahoitzi to say a very important chiddush. The Rambam was trying to say that the whole issue of oil zarek is dafka when it's parchim ba'aver. But if it's not parchim ba'aver, the oil zarek is mechubet to the ara. It's not an oil zarek. And fakir, then it's going to be a proper oil. Normally you would think fakir, parchim ba'aver is like a chiddush. No, it's only when it's parchim ba'aver that we look at it as an oil zarek. But if it's mechuber, then you're not more in touch with the tummy, just the opposite. Then the oil is a proper oil. And because the oil is a proper oil, in that case you're going to be separated, and then there's not going to be an issue. So Rabbi Vadi Yosef said that a train is mechuber la'ara. It's not parch, it's not an airplane. It's mechuber la'ara. It's mechuber la'ara. It's on, there better be mechuber la'ara. And as a result, you hope? So it's mechuber la'ara. And as a result, it's not the Rambam Shida Teva Migdal HaParchim Ba'aver. The Shida Teva Migdal HaParchim Ba'aver is dafka when it's parchim ba'aver. So this Mishnah Melech is a tremendous, tremendous kula in this inyan. And Emes says he brings a tshuva from the Melamed Lahoyel. So the Melamed Lahoyel was Reb David Zvi Hoffman, one of the great Rabbanim in Berlin in the 19th century, early 20th century. And in the Shailos Tshuvas Melamed Lahoyel, it's in Yerideya, it's Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel. He brings Mamish this Shaila. I read it inside a little bit. It's Pashat So Geshmak. He brings this Shaila as follows. Veroisi B'Sefer Shailos Tshuvas Birchis Ritzei. Me'agoyin Rav Tzadik Ornstein, Simon Yud Beis, Shagoyin Rav Yitzchak Chanan de Kovno, Hitter L'Koyhanim, Lintzoya Al Eisenbahn, Derech Beis HaKvaris, I think that means a train, that they can go over a Beis HaKvaris. Achisna, She Eskimu Imo Oy Beis Rabbanim Uvakim. But he wanted that two other Rabbanim Uvakim should be masking him. Ach, Hagoyin Rav Tzadik Ornstein, Docha Kol Tzadik Hetter Shal Hagoyin de Kovno, Ve'elu Tam Me'agoyin de Kovno. And I'm going to tell you the reasons of Rav Yitzchak Chanan. Tam Aleph, Tam Mishlo Melech Perikir Al Vuchas Tumas Meis Alok Aleph Kosa, Dem Ashida Negreris Al Gabi Karka, that if it's not Perichim Ha'aver, but it's schlepping on the ground, L'kuli Yama Havi Oil, V'kan Nami, Kivan Do'ifanei Ha'agolois, the wheels of the Agolois ain't nishmatim, they're not separated. The Choshev Chibur, Ayin Mishnayis Kalim Perik Yud Ches, Havikilu Gufa Agolo Nigreris Al Gabi Akar. Right? It's only the wheels that are attached. It's not the Agolo. The Agolo is really where the oil is. The wheels are not the Agolo, but the wheels are attached to the Agolo. That's what he wants from the Mishnah and Kalim Perik Yud Ches. And as a result, we look at the whole oil as if it's attached to the ground. That Goyin, Rab Tzadik, Ornstein Docha, the Afla das Hamishal Melech, Chaldvar of Yeshla Fak Vekarbe, Eina Yelikish a Guf Hashida Negreres Agabi Akarka. That's only if the Guf Hashida would be on the Karka. Avaloyim Guf Ha'il Hoylech Ma'aver, the Rakt Sirov Hochen Agabi Karka, the Heavy Raya Brulosa, Tam Beis. Shall I go in the kovna that pnei Yeshua kasav the sugad of chafalef the hada oil zorik loishmei oil eino yala midrabbanon that sniff letzarif leheter the gam zed docha agoyin the rise of pnei Yeshua eino raya them came lesser the divrei hapnei Yeshua tam gimel shagoyin mikovna. The third reason that the kovna Rav said was do the havi snafik tumah b'shus harabim, because there is a man the amar, it's the shita saraj, but that holds that oil zorik is Shmei oils. Even though the Rambam paskins that oil zarek lo Shmei oil, but the Rashba sheet is that oil zarek is Shmei oil. And once the Rashba says it, it comes out now it's really a suffix, whether oil zarek is Shmei oil or not. This is a suffix tumor. It's a suffix tumor b'shus harabim. Suffix tumor b'shus harabim is fake katar. And this was the chiddush of the Kovner Rav that Be'ez Hashem we're going to talk about next week. So we have to hold this thought. And that is that suffix tumor b'shus harabim is fake katar even when it's a suffix in din. Not only when it's a suffix in mitzias, but even if it's a suffix in din, v'docha ha-goyin rab tzadik zeh b'harbe t'chiyos v'sayim d'zeh enoy suffix da rajbu hu yechida neged kol ha-poiskim the rajbu z'das yochid. If the rajbu z'das yochid, how can you make that into a suffix? But the bottom line is the Malamed L'Hoyel already brought this shayla. And he brought that this shayla was already discussed by the Kovner Rav, and the Kovner Rav with his tremendous legendary koyach that Torah, right? It was the great Matar Agunis, and the way he worked and mutched so hard to find etzes for the Bnei Yisrael to be able to get married in situations that were going on in Europe in the 19th century. But the bottom line is the Kovner Rav came up with already an etz, and the etz was based on this Mishnah Melech and was based also on the Pnei Yeshua. But the bottom line is, Sera Bevad Yosef, you have a tshuva from the Kovner Rav, he goes through it by Riches, Kedarki, with all his different Maramekoimus. But the bottom line is, Yesh Lema Mashi Yismachu. And one of the things that Rabbi Avad Yosef says, and we'll end with this, is Toich Dvarav is that you have to remember that whenever you handle a Shaila like this, you also have the Raifit. With the Raifit, said that Kayanim Atmei Meis Bezman Hazeh. Anyways, and being that the Atmei Meis Bezman Hazeh, it's not going to be an issue. But he adds, and he goes through the whole Arichas. He says, I'm going to say over the Raivit, it's totally in the Mishlo Melech, and it's totally in the Noi de Behudas before and after in the Dogamer Vava, and it's totally in the Chsam Sofer, and Reb Kivegin the Tshuva, and Reb Nosson Adler's Shakta V'tayr with the Noi de Behudah, etc., etc. So he goes through that whole thing, but he comes out as follows. He says, number one, you do have Reb Kivager, who Reb Kivager and the Mishlo Melech, who both held that according to the Raivit, there's no Isser B'chlau B'zman Hazeh. And even though the G'dayli Achreinim weren't so nachis to Reb Kivager, but he brings another interesting thing that we didn't speak out yet. And he brings it from the Avni Nezer, and he's medayik also from the Chsam Sofer. We have to revisit this. And that is that even the Cholkin on the Mishnah Melech and Reb Kivager that held that the Ravid was masking as an Isser, but it's only an Isser Rabbanon. Isser de Raisanat. That the whole Isser is only going to be an Isser Rabbanon. If the whole Isser is only going to be an Isser Rabbanon, then at the very least, says Rabbi Avad Yosef, we have a Shaila with the Rabbanon. In fact, we have a Shaila of Trey de Rabbanon. Because number one, Kehanab Isman Hazeh could be, again, it's only the Ravid, but Kehanab Isman Hazeh could be is only an Isser Rabbanon. And Oil Zarek, we have the Gedoli Achreinim who held that if it's Loich Mei Oil, which is the Shitan Shulchan Aruch, the Shittat Rambam, but it's only Midrabanon. If you mitzarif the eights of the Mishlo Melech, the Mitzal Chanan already, that's brought down in the Shuv from the Malamed Mahayil, you could be mitzarif also as another sniff, the Svasemes and the Tferes Yisrael, that it could be whatever's underneath it, you don't even have the Alach of Oyel Zarek. He says a lot more, Ki Yadua, and Kedarke Bakoydash Ayin Sham, but this is the eights that Rav Avad Yosef had for people that travel on a rakevet. Meir le'ir, the Kehanim, they're going to have to go over a Beis HaKfaris, Sheyesh Lehem Alma, Sheyesh Mechel.